edition of the Nerd Watch Podcast. I, of course, am G Money. We are here on a Tuesday night. That's right. It is the Tuesday before
the Black Panther.
That's coming up this Thursday night, which is super exciting.
I don't know about
Todd Bernardi, you're going to be there.
Well, yeah. I mean, if I don't go see it, I'm a racist.
That's right. Nerd Watch. Did you see the article somebody wrote? I don't know who it was, but there's this girl who wrote that when it was appropriate for her to watch Black Panther as a white girl, like, she should wait after the first couple of weeks so all the black people can go first.
Well,
like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's so stupid. Gosh.
You got
to
make
it. Where are we coming
to?
Oh, gosh.
Let
the
Wakandans. Wakandans in first to see their movie.
So dumb. Anyway.
White people
are always trying to take away the black man.
Everybody else can see it afterwards.
Everybody's talking about all this like racist stuff about Black Panther, but what's going to be awesome is after next Halloween. Mm-hmm. When all the white kids want to dress up as Black Panther. I can't wait for Instagram.
It is definitely going to.
Get in here, Night Darling.
Ladies and gentlemen, Night Darling is in the house tonight. Oh my gosh.
Night Darling.
Oh my gosh.
Jimmy and Mister.
Jimmy. He was asking for you too, and he walked out.
I'm gonna message him right now.
Anyway, let me start up by introducing my friends.
Oh, when I'm in G's presence, I take a knee.
There you go. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the godfather of comic books. It is the chairman of the comic book board. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the man who runs Molly Comics and Collectibles right in between the sheiks. It's Daddy Leaks. Awesome. He's in the house tonight.
Ooh.
Ladies and gentlemen, give him a big round of applause.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. Also joining us tonight, and a very pleasant surprise, she is one lovely, lovely cosplay lady, and she is also
who's that lady?
And she also gives amazing pointers as to how to pick up hot chicks. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Night Darling in the house!
Yay!
Oh my gosh!
Hello.
Also joining us tonight, ladies and gentlemen, it is the gaming guru. I guarantee he's happy because Final Fantasy 15 has hit mobile,
and on top of that,
Injustice has got some TMNT and Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
We got some more Kingdom
Back
Hearts announcements.
Back off my Ninja Turtles, that's
mine. Ladies and gentlemen. So give it up for the one and only Format in the house tonight as well. Ah, man.
Format.
Yes. And I said this before we started the show, but he may not be a professor of cinema like Professor Barry is, but he certainly is a scholar. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up to our cinema scholar.
The
one and only A-Ron is in the house.
Yes.
Thank you.
And last but certainly not least, this gentleman is an amazing comic book artist and writer. He is on issue 9 of his fantastic comic book called Kukui Project. He is also the author of Disco Thunder Groovebone. Guess what? Aaron likes
it. Is he introducing Kai?
And most importantly, not only is he an amazing comic book artist, he's also a half decent friend. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Todd Bernardi in the house.
You want to talk about what else he's half decent at? Cosplaying as Michael McDonald.
He's
not even trying right now.
He is not at all. Jimmy J's back online.
He got the Night Darling alert.
Yeah, he got the Night Darling alert.
Does he subscribe to your like emails?
Yeah,
he
must.
Like, Nerdwatch tonight.
I told him.
Oh,
so
I don't know if he's subscribed.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening to the show, just know that we do shout out people that watch our Facebook Live feed every Tuesday night here on.
So don't watch if you don't want to be embarrassed.
Yeah. So here at Molly Comics and Collectibles. So if you would like to join us every Tuesday night, you can on Facebook. Like us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. So check us out there. Also, you can download the podcast on iTunes and Stitcher and on Audio Boom. And you can you can donate to the podcast at patreon.com/TheNerdWatch. Big shout out once again to Adam Simon for being a subscriber and donated to the show.
Yes.
You are amazing, sir. We certainly do appreciate it. I'm glad we could entertain you.
He's
and I'm glad
the Nerd
we
Watch's
are
sugar daddy.
Entertaining. speaking of sugar daddies, Kai is also in the house. He is our roadie.
You know, if he was going to be a candy, he would be a sugar daddy because he's long and lean.
Yes, he is.
And he's really hard on your teeth.
Yeah. he really gets stuck in there.
Todd Bernardi, you're a funny guy.
It gets stuck right in the back of the molar. Well, listen.
Like a nougat.
Yeah, before we get the show officially started, we do have to check in with the one and only Alika, Dr. Leaks.
I'm not actually a doctor.
He's a chairman of the comic book board.
I don't want anybody to.
I'm not actually a doctor, and I don't actually.
Yeah, you know what you are? You are a doctor. You know why?
Why?
You're
what?
Resuscitating the comic book business on Maui. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So good for you.
Giving us the mouth to mouth.
All right.
That's
well,
right. Giving me the mouth to mouth.
Hope it doesn't die. Thanks for the pressure.
Yeah, no problem.
If anybody's going to kill the comic book business, it's going to be me.
Well, I'm definitely going to blame it on you.
Yeah. Adam Simon, I will put more bonuses on the Patreon. I guarantee you I'll take care of that. I promise. But before we do get started, 115 South Waikea Avenue is where you can support Maui Comics and Collectibles and support the comic book business here on the islands. You want to do that. You can check that out each and every week here at Maui Comics and Collectibles, 115 South Waikea Avenue. It is New
where?
Comic Book Wednesday, 115 South Waikea Avenue. It's between the Sheiks. And just ask for Daddy Leaks.
So don't ask for him. He's
so
not here.
Let's find out what's happening this week.
People are just starting to call me that on a daily basis,
yes.
And I really don't appreciate
yes.
it.
Yes, 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 yes.
Nothing to be proud of.
So, doctor. Ladies and gentlemen, let's find out what's happening in New Comic Book Wednesday. Let's find out
Physician
what's
Leaks.
New
you know,
this week in the comic books.
It's very...
OBGYN Leaks.
OBG. I don't know if
wrong.
I have enough hours.
I think we're going to need a plug to stop that leak.
Speaking of plugs,
I was just
going to
say, if I, you know, Daddy Leaks, when everybody calls me that, is very confusing for my children. Just putting that out there. Yeah.
That's
just letting you guys know
that's
that.
Not your daddy. That's my daddy. All
right. So
he's my sugar daddy.
I'm going to start on Action Comics 997.
Oh,
ever closer,
ever closer to 1,000.
That 1,000 when Michael Bendis gets to bust out onto the DC comic scene.
There was an article about Bendis, and I guess they were talking about what they're doing.
It was basically him telling Marvel to suck it.
Yeah.
No, he's going to do he's plotting the X-Men movie.
Yes, he was exactly. He was actually plotting the X-Men movie.
With the
from
guy
from DC. Bold move, Chet.
Yeah. I know.
Wow.
He's the director. They got the director of Deadpool to do the next
Tim
X-Men.
Miller. What? He's going to do the X-Men?
Yeah.
Are you sure it was X-Men?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, it was X-Men standalone. I think it was the Kitty Pryde movie.
I think Todd's right because if I read the article right,
it's a full on ensemble X-Men movie.
I think so.
I mean, if I read that headline correctly.
That you didn't click on and then read the rest of the article, but just the headline.
Yeah, I believe that, you know, Todd's wrong. So
let's find out. Anyway, so we're at 997 of Action Comics. What else is going on?
We've got Amazing Spider-Man Annual number 42. Thanks
Ooh.
For circling that, Todd.
Nice.
Amazing Spider-Man Renew Your Vows cool. number 16.
Mm-hmm.
Atomic Robo Spectre of Tomorrow number 1.
And Ooh. 4.
2, 3, and 4. Those are your comics you ordered.
I know. I just wanted
Why,
you to.
Are you trying to get me to sell them
no,
to someone
I just,
who wants
I want,
them?
I wanted everybody to know I'm getting those and you
comics.
Can't have them.
Oh, okay.
Nah.
Sure.
What a jerk.
Neener.
Is this Baby Badass number 1 by Eric Larson also yours?
No, probably.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Ben Reilly, Scarlet Spider number 14.
Mm-hmm. That's the best Spider comic book ever.
Cable number 154.
Speaking of that, did anybody see the new trailer for Deadpool?
We sure did.
Yeah,
pretty
it.
Awesome, right?
Deadpool-y.
It's on the Nerdwatch page.
Yeah, it was okay. I liked it when Deadpool played with the action figures.
I think the best part was when
stole
Todd's line. He got I got to give Todd credit for that line.
Yeah,
that's just lazy writing.
I know.
That's just lazy
writing. Wow, Todd.
I think that Ryan Reynolds is actually a fan of the Nerdwatch.
Oh, that would be
That's where he gets all his material.
That's where he gets all of his material.
Right.
It's
going
to get very meta and weird over the next Deadpool movies. We're going to be like, wait.
I kind of taught him how to improvise. So.
Except Todd's not going to remember when anything's stolen because he's always drunk when he says it.
For those of you that are listening, on our Facebook live feed, Matthew Arnold has specified or clarified it's the Kitty Pryde standalone and Bendis is writing it.
Yeah, word.
I don't understand.
So I guess
how
you read the article.
Mm-hmm. How do we get a whole movie out of that? It's just her running through stuff.
I know. I can't wait to see it.
I can't stop.
There's a lot of character development involved. She sinks to the core of the center of the earth. It's weird.
It's not that weird.
Chew, trade paperback, number 3. Why did you circle that?
Because everybody should be buying Chew.
You're a jerk.
That's true.
Chew's amazing.
No, Todd's right.
That's Chew.
Dark Knights, Rising the Wild, Hunt, number 1.
Wow. I rewrote that for you. Yeah, I thought you were going to...
Don't do that. Dark Knights Metal, number 5 of 6. Oh, that's a damage
replacement.
It's
a big C. You
Despicable Deadpool, number 294. Hunt doesn't begin with C.
If I may...
Flash, then DC
number 40.
Is doing it wrong.
I have to give credit where credit is due right now because Adam Simon in the Facebook chat said, is the Kitty Pryde movie in the development phase? It's like, nice! Much appreciated, Mr. Simon. That's awesome. I love it. Love it.
Goosebumps, Monsters at Midnight, number 3 of 3.
Right.
You are circling all the books that I'm not supposed to be
apparently,
reading.
Apparently, Dr. Leakes, you are Ron Burgundy because you'll read anything that he circles.
Stay classy, Maui.
Stay classy.
Gotham City
and
Garage,
you,
number
San
9.
Diego.
F you, Kahului.
So we're closing the shop.
Invincible,
I'm
number.
Alive. Just the readership just dropped.
Number
just
144.
Nobody
wants canceled and everything.
Nobody wanted those Goosebumps comics. Yeah.
Kick Ass number 1.
Woo!
Yeah, Kick Ass number 1 starting again.
Can you say that on this show?
Mm-hmm.
Kick
ass.
Ass. Mm-hmm. Ass.
Ass.
Titties.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you always go one?
You always one over the line.
Yeah,
every
I gotta
time,
push. I gotta
put. Don't push the envelope.
Come on, titties
Todd.
Is not a bad word.
Enough. We're doing this for a cock. Stop.
Mr. Miracle, director's cut number 1. That's coming in. New Superman in the Justice League of China, number 20.
Wow, yes. China has
our economic superior.
There's a communist Justice League.
They're not. Are they communists?
They're, well, it's the Republic of China, so. It's a single party system.
Yeah.
Ninja.
Republic of League.
K. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they made them in America. Something weird. It just doesn't make sense to me.
No, it's true. I mean, Black Panther was made by a couple of Jewish guys, so.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, totally makes sense. Yeah.
Wait, what? So black people can't be Jewish?
I didn't say that. They definitely can.
Okay.
They sure can.
They sure can.
Couple of
Lenny Kravitz, y'all. Punisher, number 221.
Hashtag that.
Ragman, number 5 of 6. Robotech, number 7. Rocko's Modern Life, number 3.
Woo!
Rocko's Modern Life.
Let's see. Scooby Apocalypse, number 22.
Goosebumps.
Just Shade, Goosebumps. The Changing Girl, Wonder Woman Special, number 1.
That's going to be good.
Skyborn, number 5. How long did it take for that to come out?
That took forever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that like a year?
Two, maybe.
I think 4 came out at the old shop.
You know you know what I haven't heard from heard about in a long time? Maybe it was a one-off and I didn't realize it. I thought we were going to get more issues of God's Country.
Yeah, that kind of took a break.
Yeah, it did.
Those guys are writing and drawing Thanos right now for Marvel.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Oh.
So
turn your back on those independent comics for that Marvel money, eh?
Smart. Well, it just shows you independent comic
Smart.
Artists and creators...
Well
have
done.
Zero loyalty.
Smart move.
And we'll jump ship at the sign of any chance to make money.
Amen. Good for you.
Jeff Shaw is the artist, and I went to college with him, and he did this amazing self-portrait of him, like half him and then half Hulk. And so he's a huge Incredible Hulk fan, and anytime he gets to draw Incredible Hulk, like I'm just the happiest guy for him because I know he loves it.
Here's the thing: I know Todd. That's why I respect Todd, because if Marvel were to offer him a job, he would not take it because that's the kind of integrity that this man has right here.
You know what? I want to kind of put that integrity to the test. Because I'm pretty sure we could have him wearing like a Spider-Man shirt, like as the, you know, look like the Spider-Man print on it, like he's wearing the spider suit.
Well, you know,
while he's shucking and jiving to the Marvel way. in the mighty Marvel manner.
If Marvel approached me and they said, "Look, Chip Zdarsky is writing Peter Parker."
Oh, that's not fair. That's not fair.
But he is.
He is writing Chip.
Yeah, Chip Zdarsky is writing Spectacular Spider-Man.
So Marvel, call me. Always wanted to work with Chip.
All right, what else is on that list?
Titans number 20, Supergirl number 18, Suicide Squad number 35, Unbeatable Squirrel Girl number 29, still going strong.
Still going.
Michael Cray is Cray number 5.
Cray.
Wonder Woman number 40, Weapon X number 14, X-Men Blue number 21.
Ooh.
And Xena number 105.
Yeah.
Whoa. We get treated to more adventures of Xena. Awesome.
She's a warrior princess, you know.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I can't wait to see her don
is
that.
Is there any X-Men book coming out there?
Don.
X-Men Blue 21.
No red, no gold?
No, I guess not.
Oh, wow.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is your comic book list for the week right here at Molly Comics and Collectibles. Come pick up your copies here every single Wednesday, a new Comic Book Wednesday. Jimmy J says, here's something to think about. Donnie Cates writing Thanos and Doctor Strange might get more eyeballs on God's Country.
Good point.
Anyway, Alika, you will you be back in time or are you leaving?
I don't know.
All right. Well, good luck to you, sir.
I can close the shop. That's fine.
Yeah, that's the only problem is I'd hate to make format the guy who has to close up behind you guys because you always dilly dally and hang around the shop and do like 3 extra nerd watches that aren't recorded ever. You just you guys talking story with each
Trust
other.
Trust me, last dilly week's dilly. Was recorded and it was last week's was amazing.
Amazing.
Night Darling.
By your standards.
Yeah, Night Darling told everybody how to pick her up at the
She line. Brought it. She did.
Rewind the tape.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All right, Alika, have a good time.
Bye.
All right.
If you're coming back, bring pizza.
He's not coming back. He needs to go home.
Yeah, Wes, he's got it. He just downloaded it before the podcast tonight.
The TMNT Injustice. Yeah, he's going to play that for sure.
Whoa.
Well, listen, they're talking about it in the chat. Might as well talk about it on the podcast.
That's pretty hot.
We talked about the Deadpool 2 trailer. Did anybody happen to see the Venom trailer?
I did.
Yeah, it's great. There was all kinds of
things.
I really like the way that they showed the Venom suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
In the container? Yeah. That was nice.
I think we're going to see Carnage. I think we're going to get Carnage in this movie.
You think so?
I think so.
I want them to cast Carnage.
I know we're getting Spidey.
As
like
a woman.
Spidey
or
is definitely
Peter Parker anyway.
Mm. Yeah, Peter is getting a guest spot on the show or on the movie. But I'm vaguely interested. I mean, I don't know if Tom Hardy was the guy to be.
Nah, I think he was a lot closer than what's his face?
Topher Grace.
Yeah.
Adam Simon says, bring back Topher Grace.
Amen.
I got to admit, those frosted tips were pretty cool.
They were.
On on Foreman.
Yeah, I got to say, I am morbidly curious to see what they do with Venom. They're taking him to San Francisco, like they did in the comic. Mm-hmm. And so I'm wondering how Peter Parker's going to find himself out there. So I'm,
Field trip.
That's how he made it to DC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll see.
Every time he comes across a new thing, it's because his school went on a field trip.
That's true.
Wow. That's a good point.
I'm just grasping at straws.
You are
do you think Spider-Man really is going to appear? Because they say they don't want that.
I think they're going to have...
I know they don't want that.
I think they're going to have Peter Parker show up.
Yeah, I think I know that they had talked about doing a guest spot. Not necessarily have like Spider-Man on screen or anything, but
yeah, it's pretty cool.
Have Tom Holland like walk across the camera or something.
Tom Hardy. Yeah. I don't know. Tom Hardy is. I mean, he could be good. I mean, like I said, but I'm a little leery. It's all.
Hardy's good in whatever you put him in, so I don't know what. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't
he is.
Know. If he's not mumbling and like. Because he does that.
Like think about the
fire rises. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
That what is it? The Mad Max thing. Like
loved him in that movie.
Yeah, and he didn't really have any lines. Yeah.
He
so
was like
really...
right. Mad Max was like the supporting character in that film for sure.
He was. What was the movie where it was just him driving in a car?
Mad Max.
Aaron Nakahara in the Facebook chat makes a good point. He says that Josh Brolin should play Eddie Brock so he can cross over all the studios. That would be pretty awesome.
That would actually,
pretty awesome, I think. So,
be like, what? Is it Brolin again?
It's Brolin again? That'd be so sick.
Every single movie that comes out, Brolin is one of the characters.
Yeah, yeah. that'd be pretty funny.
And Tommy Lee Jones plays his dad.
Oh, that'd be so good. So good. I love No Country for Old Men. Anyway, moving on.
You like old men?
I like No Country for Old Men.
This is America.
Anyway, other than that, night, darling. How are you on this lovely, fine evening? Where have you been? You look a little gussied up, girl. What's
really?
Up?
Really? I just came from work.
Did you?
Yeah.
Why does it say you look gussied up? That's pretty
this
good.
Is casual wear.
Oh, it's casual.
Casual. All right. Yeah, no. You're looking great.
She's not duked up for a cosplay.
She's not wearing armor.
She's not going to the club.
I'm just kind of. This is.
We don't know. It's early. She can make it to the club
this
tonight.
This is laundry day.
It's laundry day.
It's laundry
Take
day.
A good look. It's laundry day. It's
always.
Good. It's pretty good. I mean, your laundry day looks a lot better than mine. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, that's laundry day.
That is correct, sir. This is my Nerd Watch shirt and my pants is definitely laundry day.
That's every day for you.
Speaking of there's a lady in the house. So this may or may not be an uncomfortable
boobies.
Subject to approach. But there is someone in this room.
Uh-oh.
That reviewed a movie this weekend that came out.
I didn't do it. It wasn't me.
And that movie is called 50 Shades Freed.
Yes, girl.
All the
details.
So
spill the tea, honey.
A-Ron was brave enough to enter the theater of estrogen and brave the wilds of 50 Shades Freed. Mm-hmm. You are actually a fan of the first one and the second one. Okay.
Second one not as good as the first one.
Right.
But I mean
that's weird.
So is this okay?
Who knew?
So 50 Shades Freed.
How
is,
unlike them.
I don't know if this is a is this the finale? Or excuse me. I'm sorry. Is this the climax?
This is the final.
Yeah. Okay, this
finally.
Is
the climax they hit the climax in
the
first movie.
It's done.
And then there was multiple climaxes. Yeah. That's kind of the way that it works.
Okay, so
it's from her perspective.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, if they really wanted to run with the money, they could easily just do like a pickup movie wise, not follow the books.
Oh, of course.
They could.
Oh, and just release one every year. Kind of thing.
Right.
So, okay.
Well, the movies are cheap. I mean, like, they cost nothing.
Yeah,
to
they
make.
Don't. But it just passed $1 billion.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's making ridiculous money. Yeah.
Why don't we make movies like this?
I know.
You guys just said it costs nothing to make.
Well, we have to.
We really have to get Night Darling on board with this.
It'll
be, exactly. You'd have to really get
someone
nightmare.
Up at the club using
back pedal. You can't it's pick that be... kind of girl up at the club. That's kinky. You gotta go to like
no,
I don't
but
know,
we're using
like,
we're
the
using your techniques
or the Home Depot looking at the ropes.
See, but Night usually, Darling, Night Darling, this is acting
for you guys.
It's just mm-hmm. acting. It's just acting.
So we'll go to Home Depot to the ropes tomorrow and see who's standing in front of the ropes.
Yeah, we'll see.
And there might be women who might want to be trying this stuff.
So you want to be in
right
a movie?
Now, I wouldn't doubt it. You know, like, hey, I want to do that with my husband when I get home.
Wow.
You know?
So those of you in the chat, if you guys are interested, apparently these movies are easy to make.
All right.
Hey, and we'll make billions of dollars.
That's according to Night Darling. I don't know. But anyway,
it has to be the right tone.
I know, right?
Yeah,
you know, shades of gray.
Shades of gray.
It has to be the right tone of gray.
So it is the
shades
Nerd Watch. I know it's the Nerd Watch, but we figured we might as well review this movie. It is
50
become...
Shades of Greg.
Oh no! It has become
50 Shades Freed.
Oh boy!
As
gross.
We all know, the
this be a sandwich.
This is a good. This film series has become part of pop culture zeitgeist, so it is appropriate for the Nerd Watch. So, 50 Shades Freed. Where do we find Mr. and Mrs. Grey in 50 Shades Freed?
They've both tied themselves up in something they can't get out of.
Well, they picked
the
up.
Chinese
They pick up right where the second one left off.
They picked up right where the second one left
They're
off.
Getting married.
That
would
okay.
be hilarious if the third movie is them just can't get out.
Stuck in finger cuffs?
Can't get out. How do I get out?
It's her finger and his penis.
See, one step over the line, Todd. One step over, Todd. Come on, man.
I'm really hoping his penis isn't as big as that finger. What? Cup.
Yeah,
Carl, that's disappointing.
Yeah, it is. I know.
Now I'm sad. Now I'm sad.
Yeah, don't be
Hey, DJ, welcome to the show.
Don't be sad for Mr. Gray. He's, you know.
All right. Well, listen,
I hope
he's got all the money.
He's got a sex dungeon. Right. I mean, like,
what more do you need?
Let's have Aaron finish his
review. Oh, right. Aaron, go. Sorry, Aaron.
Sorry.
Aaron.
My bad.
Go ahead.
Right, she's into my review. So.
I gave.
Stop it. Put your mic down. Todd.
Hands in your pocket.
Hands in your pocket.
Yeah, that's what I want. Where's the finger cuffs? Give him the finger cuffs. He'll sit there for hours.
All right, Aaron, what did you think of the show?
So the last one they teased that was going to be more of a thriller. Mm-hmm. And it slowly...
It wasn't?
Drove that way.
Yeah.
But this one is full-on thriller mode.
Okay.
So it's like not like that
Michael
90s.
Jackson's thriller?
It's
or?
Not like that. Dynamic.
Boom, yeah. Boom, and boom, boom. It's got that 90s sexual, psychosexual thriller. Like, kind of like pretty much like Basic Instinct.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
That's kind of.
Lots of legs
I don't
crossing.
Know, that kind of takes away, like, the excitement.
Well, because they had a whole new plot where the guy's trying to kill her. He kidnaps
okay,
his sister, all this kind of stuff. There's a whole bunch of.
Still the best.
They really tried to up that. The action wise.
So where is this? I mean, as far as what's
more commies in the chat?
What's kind of the story of this one?
Pretty much got married, and she's
what's in here?
She's finally got some guts to speak up to him.
Okay,
and
after
finally,
getting married,
yeah.
Wow.
Like first of all, she was kind of because he's so
forceful.
Yeah. So now she finally has her own.
Letting the sugar take over now.
She can finally speak up to him, and they pretty much work on their relationship, and he still has that dungeon thing, but it's a lot less this time.
Oh.
Because she's really changing him.
So what you're saying is that it's kind of like where he goes, I'm going to tie you up, and she goes, no, I'm going to tie you up.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's what
she finally has control.
Cool. Okay,
she's like, use a square knife.
Yeah, that's right.
I missed it all.
But shut up, Todd.
There's a good thriller because her old boss from the second one comes back and tries to kill her.
What?
What?
Yeah, there's a whole kidnapping thing with money, ransom money being exchanged. A whole thing.
She needs to digest.
So my question is this. Is Dakota Johnson as uncharismatic as she was in the other two?
No.
As Dwayne Johnson?
I think she has a stronger presence.
Oh, that's good. Because
she has a stronger voice in this one.
Good, because she felt a little... I mean, like I said, I haven't watched them all. I haven't watched all of them, but I do know that she feels a little uninspired in the movie.
She's a cold fish.
You know, the shy girl thing or whatever the heck it is.
And Jamie Dornan has gotten a lot better.
Jamie Dornan is a... let's just say that I'm jealous. He's got quite the midriff, as it were. So he's a
but you do too. Well, your midriff is
yeah, but his penis can fit into a finger cuff.
That's true. That's a good point.
Disappointing.
Stop.
How is it at $1 billion if that's the case?
That's true. So
because they never show.
So overall, does
it's
it
always in a sock?
Does it wind up the series in a meaningful way or not meaningful way?
They never go to Home Depot for the rope section.
Well, she works at a hardware store.
She works at a hardware store.
Well, in the first one, that's
who
she was.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So how did they, so they
insane.
Wrap up the story?
Ace
of these
Yeah,
two?
They do.
Really?
They actually do.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it one of those things where it's kind of like final like that, or is there like this open endedness to it?
Yeah. No.
Said they can make a movie every year.
Yeah. There's an open endedness.
Okay.
But then after the credits, there's a little bit into the credits. There's a scene. Which is really, really
there's
nice.
An after credits.
There's a Marvel stinger.
Oh, man.
There's not after the whole thing.
That's
just
what Jamie
bit.
Dornan calls his penis. The Marvel stinger.
You got to stop.
Why?
You really got to stop.
He's going to be an Ant-Man in the Wasp. with his Marvel stinger.
Stop it. All right. What is the Marvel stinger in this?
Oh, shit.
I already told you.
I'm sure most people won't see this except me. So.
Yeah, so.
They have a kid together, but you can finally see them as a family.
And he's twisted as Like he is straight tying up animals.
Wait, was it a boy or a girl?
A boy. But then in the
he's twisting up
movie,
animals
in the scene, she's
stuff.
Actually pregnant with another one.
It's crazy.
What? Oh,
so they okay. So you can
is it is it his?
Fast forward to yeah. The two kids.
So you can tell that they're still doing that. There's late nights, but you can tell also in the scene that he's been changed and he hasn't. He's not really.
Oh, that messed okay. Up
wow.
So he comes full circle.
The
oh,
stallion slaughter. Has been.
That was a very poor
bit.
Choice of words, by the way.
Nothing.
I'm not gonna even say it.
Tamed.
Listen to the show and you'll hear it.
I know, but it's a nice scene. Everybody in the theater was like happy about.
Oh, that. The girls are like, aw.
Yeah.
Once again, it's one of these bad boys that likes to tie chicks up and turning him into a good guy.
And then there was a guy next to me. He's like,
gross.
He's like, yawning.
It was Professor like, Barry.
Oh!
And he gave it,
and
he yeah. gave he gave it no
it is,
stars.
It is zero stars.
Yeah,
but he's given all of them zero stars.
Professor Barry. Did not like
I think so,
movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's given all of them.
Well, because, I mean, he's got a very, I mean, of course.
Yeah, that's his thing.
It's not a...
All right, so on
not,
your...
Yeah.
It's on, not a great piece of cinema.
On your...
For him, yeah.
On your... How can I put this?
How many Marvel stingers do you give it?
On your ratings, do you
on
give
your
it?
Climaxometer, where do you put this?
Oh, God.
Climaxometer?
Oh. I gave it like 3.5.
You liked what? It? Wow, you liked it.
Yes, from,
it was the Marvel stinger that yeah. did it for him.
It's the best of the Marvel universe.
He was right there with the ladies going, oh.
The best of the MCU.
Nice.
Honestly, right. It's the best one out of all of them. All
Aaron right. Nakahara in the chat said, then Josh Brolin shows up and he's the other Mr. Gray. Bum, bum, bum.
And he's got a cybernetic eye and arm.
So
and all night.
But I did not like that they didn't
cybernetic arm
all night,
and Kim
vibrates.
Plug it into
okay.
a charger.
They referenced her, but they never really showed
brought
the
her back
scene,
in.
Which was a really actual
wireless charging, so he just
them.
Throws it on.
Wow.
Because yeah. it almost really, like, literally tore them apart.
Wow.
So 20%?
I wish they showed her.
So overall, for the ladies out there that like
start
this,
off on like, extra
like this
fast.
Series,
no.
That's, yeah, not full
that's,
power.
That's awful.
Really, hang on.
So it's a really nice wrap up.
So it's a good wrap yeah. up. So you would recommend it to all the ladies that like the series?
Yeah, whoever liked the first two, yeah, definitely don't not watch it.
Don't not watch
you'll,
it.
Yeah, because you'll
don't
you'll see.
Not watch it.
I mean.
Go
make
out
sure you,
and
make
see
sure
it.
Make sure you see it.
Okay, good.
Because it definitely wraps it up.
I mean, so like, and like in between, like, is it as good as Josh Trank's Fantastic Four? Or
oh, this is like Citizen Kane.
Oh, this is
Fantastic Four.
No. Oh,
so what you're saying is
in relation?
This, yeah, in relation. To
I was like, this
Four.
Is
yeah.
not
this is
like
Citizen Kane of SNL.
Hey, Aaron.
Yeah, yes, oh, Night Darling.
Night Darling has a question.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how kinky was it?
Honestly, it wasn't as much as the first two, because again, she's really, you know, she's changing because they're married
Our
now, and she's really trying
so
to make him focus on
and
family.
And when you get married, all that magic is lost, right?
I mean,
that's kind of true. That's when it should pick up.
Amen,
well, they
brother.
Still have their they still have their moments, but it's not as strong as the first two, I don't think.
Well,
yeah,
there's no excitement anymore. That's why.
Yeah, they have a few, but
interesting. All
it's
right.
more thriller wise.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. John J. Murakami has it right in the Facebook chat. The kinkometer. That's it.
Kinkometer.
That's very good. Yeah. That's very
yeah.
good. So you watched the first two then. You liked the first two, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Did you read the books?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those, I tell you what, man.
That's how. That's...
She read the books in the theater.
Yes. That's how much of a diehard fan
I am. She read the
Cliffs
Notes.
But it's the shortest of all three movies, so the pacing is really tight. Just,
oh my god!
Oh, really? Oh, okay, yeah.
You really gotta stop that.
I know. Get your head in the game.
If you want me to, if you guys, want to make, like, I can't.
Are you doing it on purpose? Is it just coming out that way?
The pacing is loose. Yeah, what do you want me to do? I don't know.
Oh my god!
Everyone's been saving up for this all week.
I know.
The pacing,
a little bit pented. I can feel it.
The pace, it hangs like sleeve of a wizard.
I guess I shouldn't say that. Here goes.
It just explodes at the end.
I think you're
just say.
I think it's time to just
okay.
be quiet.
How about
now.
This? How about
red.
I'm trying to explain.
He's turning red. The poor baby.
If you're gonna watch
oh,
this
no.
movie, the pacing is quite taut. This is
yeah.
quite
okay. it's taut.
It's taut.
It's taut.
That's way better.
It gets looser as the movie goes on.
And then it just explodes at the end.
And then. You know, it's just, yeah.
With babies.
And then you're just
floating with babies.
I mean, it's so thrilling. You're just, you're sweating, and it's just the
somebody
whole
sound clip that of A-Ron just losing it. The, all
by right. the end, the whole theater is completely wet.
All right.
It's like a Gallagher
not
show.
Not a dry seat in the house. Not a dry seat in the house. Not a dry seat in the house.
All right. All right. Well, let's move on to 50 Shades Free. Thank you for
ruining our
so awkward.
Thank like, you for ruining our evening.
I was trying to explain it, and
I would have like
went.
Stared at you so hard, and I'm like, "What is he doing?"
That was good. That was good. No, you did a great job. Don't let these guys.
No, he walked in there like a professional and sat down with his like pen light and made notes.
Pen light.
Right, right.
So, moving on from 50 Shades Free. No, it's excuse me. No pun intended. I know it's hard to move on from 50 Shades Freed, but
it's
where my girl. Yeah.
Wink, wink, wink.
Yeah. I would stand up, but I don't think I can. Right.
Let's talk about something quite interesting.
Oh no!
Let's move on to some.
God damn it!
Not interesting.
Stop Aaron it. In the chat is yeah. too much. Right
yeah, he's he,
oh, yeah.
yeah.
Stop
guys,
it, Nakara, stop.
For those that are listening, if you want to join us in the Facebook chat, facebook.com/TheNerdWatch, watch us live every Tuesday. You can see some of the crazy stuff our fans that enjoy the NerdWatch get to
pay, those
listen
that are
to.
Listening.
Yeah, just for those that are listening on the show that don't get to watch the
yeah.
Facebook
oh,
because
the
we reference
chat rolls while they're watching.
No, not for them, but for people that listen on the podcast section. You know what I mean? The ones
on the Alcacusta.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
On the, not on just
I was like. We're live streaming
the
now.
iTunes side and stuff. That's what
okay.
I'm talking
gotcha,
about. Yeah,
gotcha,
yeah.
gotcha.
So anyway, like I said, interesting news.
I keep
back
forgetting we do other
getting
stuff. What's the word?
Platforms.
Yeah,
platforms.
Other aggregates. Mm-hmm. Getting back to
right.
the comic books and comic book films.
Like Christina's.
Justice League came out today on digital media.
Okay. Oh,
did it?
Yeah, and it'll be hitting store shelves in about 27 days on physical media.
Why does it take so long?
But here's what's interesting. This movie is hit digital,
right.
And there's a story running now, from what I understand, that Zack Snyder actually was fired from the Justice League movie.
Yay.
It's ironic that this would come out
boo.
After...
I don't know
the
say.
Whole debacle, but that's—I mean—it's interesting, as it were.
World's a taco.
What
did you say?
Huh?
Debacle.
What did you say? Debacle.
Oh, debacle. Debacle. I was like,
so,
"World's of tacos."
So, Aaron, did
that
you get to read
awesome.
A little bit about this, or
yeah?
What did they say?
It's that
too.
I don't know. I don't.
Molasses.
I guess I kind of believe it because.
Our molasses.
There's more. I see more of Whedon in Justice League than anything.
For really. Sure. For sure. There.
Visual wise, maybe just a bit of Snyder still in there, but.
Why would they get so nervous? I mean, the movie was practically done. I don't understand why they were getting so nervous. I mean, I just...
it's not like Batman versus Superman was a complete bomb.
It wasn't. I thought it was pretty decent myself. I mean, other than the fact that I didn't like the way Superman was portrayed, and I got over that after I watched it again, after I watched the director's cut of it. So, I mean, if it is true...
I don't know why.
If it is true, I mean, it's a shame that Zack never got to finish his vision of the Justice League. But I will say what we were given, I actually think was a lot better than people give it credit for. I think it was a very fun comic book movie.
Yeah.
Well, I know a lot of people, like, the disconnect is that Superman is so emo, I guess, that he's acting how Batman acts.
Right.
But I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't mind it. I have to tell you that once Justice League came out, it kind of reaffirmed my faith in Superman, and I think that was the point because this was kind of like this was a trilogy. It was Man of Steel, Batman v Superman, and then the Justice
League. Maybe that's why they're not releasing a director's cut.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
He really was fired.
Maybe he really was fired, and that's why we're not getting a director's cut, which would suck.
Oh.
By the way, speaking of that,
we should get a black and white noir cut.
Speaking speaking of DC, did you hear the other news, by the
that
way?
Would be,
that DC, the DC is looking to have Joaquin Phoenix play in a solo Joker movie? That's pretty crazy. I mean,
I feel about that.
But they would still, here's the, how's this? DC is so generous that they'd still let Jared Leto be Joker in the Suicide Squad films and things like that. But still, why would you let Joaquin Phoenix be the Joker, if you already have Jared Leto? I don't get it.
What? Is that what they did?
What?
They fired him and then used his daughter's death as a reason for him stepping aside?
Wow.
What?
That's crazy.
That's below the belt.
That is crazy.
I didn't realize that.
Wow, yeah. Man.
But then
that
he
is...
came out with a statement saying that he was stepping away because of family. So what, they forced him?
Did they force him to say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you tell him. You tell him
to cover up. If that's the truth.
Gosh, that sucks, man.
Dude.
That really sucks. But it's a real shame. I really have liked to have seen Zach finish his vision. But anyway, Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker. Does it work?
The dude's an amazing actor.
Yes, he is.
He really is. But Joker-wise, no. He doesn't have that.
I don't know.
We said the same thing about Heath Ledger.
See, and that's the thing. Like, a lot of people like Heath, but I thought he was overrated.
And that's interesting you say that, because I was not a fan.
Like, I thought he was okay, but he didn't, like, you know what I mean?
I was not a fan of Heath until I saw the performance, and I thought he was stellar. I couldn't believe it how good he was. I was shocked.
I was like everybody else. He's an okay Joker, and then he died, and everybody was like, he's the best Joker ever.
I don't believe that.
I thought he was the best Joker when I saw the movie. I saw Iron Man, and I was, like, really depressed, because I was like, oh, man, the Batman sequel is coming out this year, and there's no way that the Dark Knight's going to be better than Iron Man. And then it was.
Yeah.
And I
can
think
you believe that we got that the same year?
Yeah.
Iron Man and The Dark Knight? Yeah. That's crazy.
Both of those, I mean, both of them were billion-dollar movies that year, too, you know?
Yeah.
And I really liked it blew me away. I had a real interesting night trying to even get to see the opening of that. I had gotten, like, a extra ticket, but I got there too late to make it into the theater. And then as I was walking out, because I wasn't going to get to see the movie, this guy just was like, I saw you in line. You want to go see the movie?
Sheesh.
And handed me handed me an extra ticket.
Wow.
And so I got to go see it, and I was just like, whoa.
Was that after you guys talked in the bathroom? Or?
No. Well, it was, I was trying to thank him, but my mouth was full.
Don't talk with your mouth full.
Why is it always got to be that?
I'm sorry. That was my fault completely. I'm sorry.
Hands in your pocket.
I know. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I think that Heath Ledger's great.
I do too.
I think he was the best Joker. I think he was better than Nicholson. I think Nicholson was great. But
I will say he was. I still think that Cesar Romero is probably still my favorite. And that's just because of my childhood, I'm assuming. So I'd still say I love Cesar Romero.
See, it's hard to compare because everyone's so different.
Yeah, and exactly right. And you're right. And that's why maybe we should give Joaquin Phoenix a chance at playing the Joker.
Yeah.
I'd say give him a chance.
I think Nicholson was riffing on the Cesar Romero Joker.
Oh, of course he was. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, yeah, because that was the Joker that everybody knew.
We didn't get anything really, like, really super dark until after.
God damn it.
Josh Brolin should play the Joker. Absolutely. I agree. Josh Brolin should play every purple-themed character.
I mean, he kind of already has. I mean, he already has. He played George Bush.
Yeah, he did. W. I actually thought W was pretty good. Anyway, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, it was a good movie. Terrible president.
You wish you had him back now, though, don't you?
No, man.
Yeah, you do. Anyway, moving on.
Never forget.
If you can't believe... What's that? You think he's good?
I think... I don't know. I just got to see footage, but Martin Scorsese's producing, so maybe he's going to make it... help make it grittier.
Speaking of that, The Irishman, Martin Scorsese's Netflix movie, is gearing up to be the most expensive movie ever made.
For Netflix.
Even
more than Bright. Yeah, exactly.
Wait, so he's a New Yorker, an Italian New Yorker. He's making a movie called The Irishman.
Yes,
it's gonna be some race.
You stop it. 43:14. Just in case you have to edit that. Anyway, speaking of movies, Sony Pictures has got some interesting news that I thought I'd share. I don't know if you got to see it, but
they're making the Venom movie.
Yes, they are.
Nice. Dun, dun,
dun. But they also got some other good news this week.
No, that's all the good news coming out of Sony.
Is this that they're making a movie with Wizard World?
No.
Oh.
Jumanji.
Harry Potter?
Welcome
they're
to
releasing,
the
Jumanji. PS5.
Welcome to the Jungle is the third highest grossing movie of all time for Sony Pictures.
Oh.
What? Well,
yep.
But that's just Sony, right?
That's just Sony. But still, that's quite a feat. Yeah. I mean, it's up there with Spider-Man. Holy crap!
What was second?
No,
Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 2.
Yeah. So
Spider-Man 2, and then Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle.
Yeah. So nice. I have to tell you, it's The Rock is, this guy can do no wrong.
I can't wait till he's Black Adam.
I cannot wait.
Sorry, Wakandan Adam.
There you go. Very good, sir.
There it is. I can't wait. Whatever The Rock does, just about everything he does turns to box office gold, apparently, with the exception of Central Intelligence and Baywatch. And I still think that Baywatch is very underrated.
Well, Baywatch still made like $300 million or something.
It was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It was ridiculous.
I mean, even though it was a terrible movie, it didn't bomb.
I tell you what, if you have not seen it, everybody, you should watch it. I was completely blown away by how funny that movie was.
Yes, I mean, it was.
I was shocked.
Pretty good.
Yeah. It was okay. It was no Last Jedi. I mean,
of course it wasn't. Nothing's Last Jedi. I love the Last Jedi.
But if you gave them lightsabers on the beach,
oh yeah,
oh, there that'd you go. Be dope.
Question: If you were to take a lightsaber into the water, would you be electrocuted?
No.
No.
Mm-mm. No.
No.
They're okay. crystals, man. Kyber crystals.
I know they're kyber crystals. I'm just saying, though. Okay, then if that were the case, would the lightsaber go out?
No.
Yes.
It would go out, right?
They short. No.
They do short, right?
They do short.
Okay.
No, I mean, unless they're specifically made for water combat.
Like, I think the power of the force compels them.
Who's in water combat?
Kit Fisto.
Oh, Kit Fisto. That's right. Kit Fisto does have one.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, I thought we were gonna. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought we were gonna stop talking about those.
But I know a lot of movies. I know a lot of lightsabers have open chambers, so the water would rush in and short out the circuit.
Oh wow, crazy! So you'd have to have one that it would have to be quote unquote breathable underwater.
For
water combat.
For water combat.
Yeah.
Surprising. Gosh, you guys are a bunch of friggin' nerds, man.
Water combat.
I tell you what.
Sorry.
That 50 Shades of Grey movie.
John J. Murakami brings up a question that we've all had before. If it is a beam of light, how come it stops only at a certain length?
Because it knows better.
Yeah. Todd, shut up. Anyway. You were going to say something. I know you were.
Well, you know.
Four out of five
top grossing Sony films are Spider-Man movies.
Yeah, they
so
are.
So yeah, we were right. Spider-Man 2, Welcome to the Jungle.
Spider-Man.
And then Spider-Man 3 and
Spider-Man. No, I think Spider-Man 2
Spider-Man
is
Spider-Man Homecoming.
Spider-Man 2 is the biggest one for Sony. I still think that is.
Really? 2?
Yeah. So, I mean, and that is a great movie, by the way, regardless of what you think.
It's like Dark Knight and Spider-Man 2, I think, are the best
comic book adaptations. Comic book sequels. I agree with you on that. I think so too. Although for some reason,
not
I do
Batman,
like...
not Superman 2.
You shut your mouth, sir. Superman.
If we're watching the Richard Donner cut,
The Richard Donner cut's actually not bad.
You guys are nerds.
anyway, I thought that was interesting.
Superman 3 is good.
Superman 3 is good.
Superman 4 is better.
Quest for Peace.
I love Quest for Peace.
Why can't throw 4 in my face?
Power Man, or excuse me, was he? Is he
Nuclear
Solar
Man.
Man? Nuclear Man.
Nuclear Man.
Power
Solar
Man. Man.
Who's Power Man? Man?
Power Man is
that's
Marvel.
Cage.
That's Luke Cage.
Luke Cage.
Sorry.
It's also it was Power Man 5000. There's a band.
Yeah, yes, they are. Anyway,
you,
other than that, I think that was pretty much it for movie news.
Oh,
Sony's.
No,
the thing that I was The thing that I was going to bring up was that Sony has teamed up with Wizard World Conventions to find the next big comic book property.
What is that?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, I can't believe that. That's pretty crazy.
It is pretty crazy because like Wizard World is kind of. I mean, they haven't been doing so great financially.
Well, because they don't have enough wizards.
I know.
Hence the name Wizard World, and there's not enough to make a Wizard World.
It's not Harry Potter
like,
World.
But it's magical.
It is magical.
It's all things that aren't wizards.
By the way, speaking of Wizard World and comic books, this Thursday is the premiere of Black Panther. I don't want us to forget that. We only have a few minutes left.
African American.
Join the Nerd Watch because we're going to have prizes galore. At the premiere of The Black Panther, 7 p.m.
Well, prizes. I don't know about galore.
Okay, prizes. Check us out, 7 o'clock, Black Panther, Maui Mall Megaplex. You're going to want to join us for that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Limited supply of Prizes galore.
Yes, limited supply of prizes galore. Check us out this Thursday night, 7 o'clock. Be there early to get some prizes.
Todd Bernardi is going to be there.
Todd Bernardi is going to be there.
And I'm not even charging. That's right.
Wow.
You guys are getting all this for free.
Oh, man.
Aaron's going to
be there. Aaron's going to be there.
Aaron's going to be there.
Woo! Format.
Wait, what time is it?
Format's going to be there.
Format's going to be watching the shop.
Oh.
I'll come.
So all right, you're coming too?
Yeah.
What? All right. Night Darling's
going to be there. Yay! All right. So exciting.
Cosplaying as one of the Dora Milaje.
What?
What? That's awesome.
I don't have anything ready.
It's going to be awesome. Anyway, other than that, I do know...
I'm excited.
You are super excited about Black Panther, right?
Hell yeah.
It's gonna be
I'm going to be so disappointed if like they don't rewrite Welcome to the Jungle as Welcome to Wakanda.
Welcome to Wakanda!
If they didn't tap Axl Rose for that.
We got fun and games!
I'm going to be bummed.
All right,
no,
let's go.
I mean, I think the favorite part about Black Panther to me is the soundtrack sounds dope.
Everybody keeps saying that. I have yet to hear it. I'm not the biggest fan of...
It's the same soundtrack from Lion King. I don't...
No, it's not!
if Black Panther opens up with...
What the hell? With some drum and bass behind it? No.
If that movie opens up with...
Right?
Oh, man.
Right? Oh, man.
I just can't wait to be king.
Oh, my gosh.
T'Challa.
T'Challa. Anyway,
if he doesn't have a meerkat sidekick saying Hakuna Matata, I want my money back.
That's right. And if he doesn't have
Hakuna Matata,
overweight bumbling idiot as a sidekick named Pumbaa, I'm going to be supremely disappointed.
Yeah. God, I want my money back.
It's a wonderful phrase, by the way.
Prizes galore.
That's right.
That is what you can find.
Oh.
Hakuna Wakanda.
Yep, oh, no.
What a wonderful phrase.
Hakuna Wakanda. Hakuna.
You're a horrible...
Don't cross the line.
You're a horrible person, Todd.
Don't.
What? Wait. Why?
Oh, my
God. Why am I a horrible person?
Oh, horrible
person.
Yeah,
Todd. Man. Even though I'm the one that started everything. That's...
I know, right? Let's blame it on Todd when it originated
all right.
in this area.
Everybody start that hashtag.
My bad, my bad.
Everybody start the hashtag.
We're not racist, we promise.
Hakuna Wakanda. It's gonna be big, guys.
Stop
it's gonna be
head
big.
Hashtag it started with me.
Hashtag started with format.
I went and I saw Black Panther. Hashtag jungle fever.
Stop it.
What?
That's not right at all.
We could go on all day.
No, we
this
could.
Really
and
bad.
We're not going to because Todd will get us in trouble. And we're not going to do that. Anyway.
NCAAP.
Before we get out of here, I do want everybody to know that it is Tuesday. So that means that there are, like I said, Justice League came out, digital media. Also, the animated film nominated for Best Picture, Coco. Has come out for Disney Pixar. I've never seen it, but I heard it's really good. So
I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably
it pulls at heartstrings.
Oh, did you watch it?
Yeah.
If it's Coco without Swiss Miss, I'm
Coco's great. Yeah,
Coco's great.
Pulls at heartstrings. Yeah,
all right, see? Tyson's already started the hashtag Hakuna Wakanda. That's
but it's
awesome.
It's a pretty dry week on Blu-ray, though.
Coco. No, it is. It is a very...
Wonder and Wonder. Roman J. Esquire.
Right.
Well, you can just buy old Blu-rays.
Did you watch Roman J. Esquire?
No, but I picked it up today.
Oh, fantastic. I do, too. I love
Denzel. Oh, G totally wants your UV code.
I do. I definitely do. I already did.
Well, the thing is, if you're into buying... the new stuff, go to Target because Target is buy two, get one free. For
whoa,
a whole week.
What?
Yeah.
So for a whole week.
It really works.
Target!
Yeah. It's a good deal.
Well, listen, I want to let everybody know, gaming-wise, if you do play mobiles, Final Fantasy 15 came out for mobile, the actual whole game.
How is it?
It's in chibi form, but I tell you what, it is Final Fantasy 15, no doubt. It's crazy.
Are you pushing cars?
Yes. Yeah, it's crazy. It is Final Fantasy 15 for the mobile.
I just finished it on the
Yeah, I know.
It's the same game.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Also, they just want your money.
Also, I started playing Monster Hunter World, which is actually it's pretty decent.
How much is it? Is it free?
Yeah, the first episode is free, and then it's $20 for the whole game.
Oh, really? Oh.
So it's not too bad.
I think it's still up.
And then, by the way, for those of you that are gamers, I started playing. I started finally sitting down and playing with my friends. Battlegrounds.
He's like, well, at least my feed went down.
So it's pretty crazy. So anyway, yeah.
I'm telling you, there was a fine line that we weren't supposed to cross, and we crossed.
We can't say Wakanda. We're white people.
Yeah, well, apparently.
We can't
make fun of a fictional place.
We can't say the N word now. We can't say the W word.
Apparently,
this is why
not.
We can't have nice things.
So we can't have nice things.
Can't have nice.
All right.
Things.
So if you're out
hashtag
there and
Todd.
Have an Xbox One, join me on PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. I find it playing. It's a lot of fun. So I dig in that right now. Anyway,
you're playing PUBG.
Yeah, I'm actually enjoying it with squads.
Right on,
not
good
solo.
For you, man.
Not solo. I'm playing it with squads. Squads is fun.
Oh.
All right, Night Darting, anything you want to say before we get out of here?
No.
Hakuna. Wakanda.
Facebook
I think
Live.
We already got like shut down.
Facebook Live, you
like
can stick
hard.
Around because we got more stuff with you exclusively on Facebook Live. But
we'll double check the camera to see. Yeah. What's
but
going on.
We are out of time.
I don't know, because my live feed is still going.
Yeah, so is mine. Mine's going too.
No, it's
circling. Oh, it's circling.
You got
anyway,
the circle
we are out of time. So until next time, for Todd, for Aaron, for Format, for Night Darling, and myself, Peabody. Peace out. Much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. We'll see you this Thursday, Black Panther at the Miami Megaplex. Until that time. See you later.
Oh.
Bye.
What? Why'd you stop
like that?
Stop
the hate speech.
That was damn.